Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Steelers, they beat the Jags 27-3 in Jacksonville yesterday. They forced four turnovers. They capitalize on opportunities, a slow start, but they found themselves, and they improve to 10-0, Mike Tomlin.
Man, it's great to go on the road and win, particularly in the AFC. We don't take it for granted. I appreciate all the efforts of all parties involved, players and coaches and support people. We did the job today. We checked the boxes. Wasn't perfect, but nothing's perfect about us except our record. We talked openly about that last night. You know, we just want to wear it the proper way. We want to step into stadiums and be prepared to fight and compete every week and understand that we're going to get people's best shot. And so I like the general attitude of the group today. We're able to get the job done, and we'll get ready for our short week, man. We're back in the AFC North in the hot kitchen on Thursday night, and we're honored to do that, to entertain on that special day and to be a part of that. We don't take that for granted as well.
Yeah, things are going to ramp up real quick Thursday night, Heinz Field against the Ravens. We'll get into that and what everything that happened yesterday around the league means for the implications of that game. A lot to break down. Yes, we will have things to nitpick about a slow start on offense, I'm sure we'll talk about the running game because that's, again, we're contractually obligated to talk about the running game. But I think what I take away from this, Jim, is that even though it took a while to get up to speed, still, when they had an opportunity to, with just about 3 minutes left in the second quarter after Minka's first interception, they had a chance to really put their foot down on the Jags, and they did so moving down the field fairly quickly and getting Benny Snell into the end zone for a touchdown that really gave them full control of the game going into halftime. They B-Mac'd him. They dragged him out into the deep water, and they drowned him in the second half.
They stuck their face in the fan.
yes.
And whatever else that Brian McFadden and all the ex-Steelers who still feel like Steelers say. I don't know. I watched Jacksonville kick a field goal and, you know, kind of move down the field methodically, and you're thinking, okay, what's going on here? And then they hold him to a field goal. And, you know, I thought, not that it a big play, even though the game turned out to be a rout, was the onside kick and recovering it. You know, Marcus Allen made an aggressive play, and even if Jacksonville recovers that and goes down and scores, I think the Steelers still win the game. But mm-hmm. I think that really helped a lot. And, you know, the slow starts, yeah, it's annoying. I don't know if that falls into the category of, you know, if they start that slowly against Kansas City, the Chiefs are going to have a 14-0 lead. Well, actually, that may happen. I don't know. But that's something I'm willing to overlook for right now because, you know, the defense was all over the place. And the other thing I liked, although it didn't work out well because you want to blame James Washington for stopping or Ben for throwing into the end zone when he probably shouldn't have, I liked the way that they went for it after the second interception there because I thought, okay, what are there, 30-something seconds left? You just kneel it out because you're going to get the ball to begin with anyway in the third right. quarter. And instead they went for it. And, you know, yeah, they should have had at least a field goal attempt out of it, but I kind of liked that because that seemed to be a little bit out of character.
Well, it's part of that killer instinct that they showed against the Browns back in October, that they showed against the Bengals last week, that they, to be quite honest, failed to show early on against Dallas when the Cowboys kind of caught them flat-footed. They showed it again yesterday, that when they get an opportunity now, and this has been a huge complaint about Mike Tomlin over the years. People who don't like Mike Tomlin have always said, oh, he goes on the road, especially against lesser competition, and then the Steelers end up making a game out of it, if not losing in some cases, the Tomlin special. But that very easily could have happened yesterday. Like you said, after Jacksonville moves down the field methodically and scores, they gain a little confidence. Maybe they recover the onside kick. But the Steelers, they nip it in the bud with the Marcus Allen recovery. And then to your point, they go for the jugular when they have an opportunity to. It didn't work out. They didn't get points there where you wish they could have. But they got the points before on the touchdown by Snell, like I said, and you still felt like they had control of the ball game going into the half.
Yeah. Well, once it got to be, 17-3, I think you pretty much knew what was going to happen. But that's why I like the, okay, let's make it 20-3 at halftime, or maybe 24-3. And then, I thought, and we're going to hear from some of the principals, as you mentioned, I thought Ben was kind of weird after the game. And we'll talk about it, before and after we hear from him. But I just thought he was, really subdued for some reason. I don't know if you got the same impression. He was, he wasn't all that impressed. He was happy he got 6.5 minutes off at the end of the game. But right. Otherwise, I thought it was kind of weird.
Well, I think what we're starting to see is the methodical way in which they're going to remind all of us, or at least remind themselves via reminding us that, hey, it's a new week. It's becoming very James Franklin-esque in trying to go 1-0 each week. And they're setting that tone immediately following the game in saying, all right, yeah, we won, that's great. But as Mike Tomlin said there in his opening statement post-game, where the only thing perfect about us is our record. So I guess my question for people right off the hop this morning, and you can text us, the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line is open, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminding you to text responsibly. You can call too if you want, or this early this morning if you want to clear the frogs out of your throat, and give us your thoughts on whether you're impressed by yesterday's victory. It's Jacksonville. They stink. They come into the game losing 8 in a row, now 9 in a row. They're on Jake Luton as their quarterback. He throws 4 picks, looks terrible. Steelers win by 24. Are you impressed by this? Do you look at it and say, yes, this is what a 10-0 team does to a 1-9 team? They're supposed to dominate them this way. Or do you look at it and say, yeah, it's Jacksonville. One of the few real games left on the schedule is now 3 days away.
And that team is now 4 games behind the Steelers.
Right. And the Ravens can't be let me make sure I get this right, because I got it wrong on Twitter yesterday afternoon. The Steelers cannot clinch the division with a win over the Ravens, but they can't eliminate the Ravens from the opportunity to win the division, because somehow
about
now,
the Browns, didn't you, Chris?
I forgot about the Browns. I did.
Shame on
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. The Browns are 7-3, and I forgot about them somehow. But yeah, to be honest, this game was exactly what I said I wanted it to be. And it took until the 7 minute marks, 5 minute mark of the fourth quarter to get all the starters out there. But when you look at the participation chart, everybody played. Literally everybody that was active played. You got guys in there at the end. And you got veterans off the field, and you won by 24. I mean, whether it's Jacksonville or Cincinnati or Washington in a couple of weeks or whoever it may be, this is what you do with teams like this, even if it takes you a little while to get to that point, even if it takes you 20, 25 minutes of football to gear up.
I was fine with it. I don't know what people would have wanted. I guess, it almost sounds like where Ben was complaining about punting too much, he's developed that fans mentality where, if you're looking at this team, Steeler fans expect the defense to go 3 and out every time. Mm-hmm. If it's not that, you cause a turnover. and you expect Ben to lead a scoring drive of some sort every time the Steelers have the ball. Those are the expectations the way that they are right now, and it sounded like those were Ben's expectations yesterday with, you know, hey, Jordan Berry had too much action.
Today's Black and Gold Uncensored brought to you by Smoker Friendly, your premium cigar store in Pittsburgh. One thing that happened in the second half yesterday that was not good, I don't know how to react to it. It doesn't sound like it's going to be a major issue, but we'll touch on that next. Ed Bouchette joins us in about 45 minutes or so, our Steelers insider. He's got thoughts on what everybody should be talking about with the Steelers as they get ready for Baltimore and the final six games of the season. Mike Tomlin has thoughts on Juju being dinged up yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't think it's anything major, and that's why I just associated with the bumps and bruises associated with play. Again, you know, it could be a factor for him. It could be a factor for others. You know, when we're dealing on a short week, I'll update you guys as soon as I can when we get back at the top of the week.
Juju and Mike Tomlin's press conference will be today rather than on a Tuesday because of the short week. You can hear it here on The Fan. But Juju stepped on that penalty flag, Jim, and it looked like me stepping on one of my kids' Legos in the dark. All of a sudden, his foot was in, and he just limping around on the sideline. It didn't look good, the limp on the sideline, the rest of the afternoon after he left the game. I don't know if there's a big worry about it right now, but if they've got to play the Ravens down one of their primary targets, there is a trickle-down or maybe trickle-up effect in the number of targets for other guys.
Oh, definitely. I thought it was otherwise, I guess it would be kind of funny that like you pointed out, it's like stepping on a Lego, which hurts like heck, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Haven't had to worry about that for several years. But it was funny when our friend Evan Washburn, right, our guest last week, mm-hmm. and they go to Evan and he gives, well, you know, Juju says that he'd return to the game, you know, if he had to. And then you see Juju could barely walk as he's saying this. And I don't know. I mean, I remember I've even thinking, and I think saying out loud to Linda, who may or may not have been listening, I said, this Juju thing could be a problem because you never know about things like that. That, okay, you can shake it off a little bit and it's not too, too bad. And then all of a sudden the next day, it hurts. And there might be more of an issue that shows up a day or two later. And obviously with a short week, and quite honestly, just to kind of think ahead a little bit here, if there's any kind of an issue at all, don't play. I'm not going to say that there's no need, and it would be nice to win the game, but, you know, the Steelers are in a situation right now where, even though I've forgotten about the Browns too, thinking they have a 4-game lead in the division, they don't. It's a 3-game lead that I wouldn't take any chances with them.
Well, yeah, this is part of the spoils of victory and of starting the season 10-0 is that you can be a little safer if you want to. A guy who's only 75 or 80%, if that's what anybody, not just Juju, ends up being going into Thursday night, you don't have to play them. And so that's something worth keeping an eye on. Again, Mike Tomlin will update us later today, I'm sure, on how Juju is doing. But part of the success of this offense has been being able to disperse targets to whoever the hot hand is on a given Sunday. Yesterday, Deontay Johnson with a dozen catches, for example. Sometimes it's Ebron, sometimes it's Claypool, whatever. Some weeks it's Juju. And if you don't have Juju there, it's going to put more of a spotlight and more attention on the other guys who are a part of that fleet of receivers, and including Ebron, the tight end.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.